It's now time for the most accurate, informative, and of course, highly entertaining 2+ minutes in new sports talk radio across this great land. That's right, it's time for another fun-filled and award-winning edition of Pat's Perfect Pigskin Prognostications on the WSGW Morning Team. After stumbling a bit and suffering my first losing week, I steadfastly refused to give you a repeat performance. On the contrary, I guaranteed outright perfection. Well, did I follow through on my promise? Let's go to the tape.
Give me SDSU over Wayne State 38-12.
Good push by the pile. He's in. Touchdown Saginaw Valley.
Mark my words. Give me the JETS Jets over the Broncos 24-16.
He's done it again. Breeze Lightning 62 yards for the touchdown.
Here's Johnny.
Give me the Cowboys over the Lions 38-20.
This is concerning if I'm Detroit.
Oh, the ball comes out. Oh, no. Comes out and Dallas recovers.
How about them Cowboys? Yeah.
The bar is high.
Is there no one on this planet to even challenge me?
Oh, no.
Thank you. Thank you, all you cats. Thank you.
Thank you, SDSU Cardinals, for pulling out a victory. Thank you, JETS Jets on your triumph endeavor. And of course, thank you, a special thank you to the Detroit Lions for completing my week of perfection by providing us with another putrid performance in Dallas. After my third week of perfection this season, my overall record improves to 24-8. That's a tremendous record. I know, you can give me applause, but wait, I'm nowhere near finished yet. We've still got lots of football ahead of us, which means more weeks of prognosticating perfection from this prestigious segment. So, without further ado, here are my picks. Let's begin with the other showdown in the Big Ten featuring number 2 Ohio State visiting number 13 Penn State at Happy Valley with kickoff at noon this Saturday. The Nittany Lions needed a bounce back game after being taken to the woodshed by Michigan 2 weeks ago, and they got it by trouncing Minnesota. Penn State will give the Buckeyes a fight since the Nittany Lions secondary will keep up with Ohio State's NFL-like wide receivers, but the Buckeyes will score a late TD or two to escape with the victory and remain undefeated. Give me Ohio State over Penn State 34-26. The fourth-ranked Michigan Wolverines are rolling and need to win their next 4 games to remain undefeated for their battle against the Buckeyes in Columbus. But first, Michigan has to face a struggling and disappointing Michigan State Spartans team this Saturday night under the lights at the Big House. Coverage starts at 6:30 p.m. on 790 News Radio WSGW. Now, Michigan will probably and should probably dominate, but when have the Spartans ever handed the Wolverines a devastating loss before? I mean, come on. The Spartans have won 10 of the last 14 matchups against Michigan. I mean, do they live rent-free in the Wolverines' heads? I'd say so. And after their overtime win against the Badgers, MSU walks into the Big House with some confidence, which is why... Wait, what am I saying? Why am I trying to hype up this game? Give me Michigan over MSU 45-17. And finally, your Detroit Lions, who are always willing to provide a frightening time for their fans, will return home this Sunday to the friendly confines. Will it be friendly? Of Ford Field, where they will host the Miami Dolphins with kickoff at 1 p.m. The Lions fan base is in despair, and for good reason. No one expected the Lions to finish with a winning record this year. Well, maybe Charlie Rude did. But all Lions fans really wanted was to see improvement, and they aren't seeing it. In fact, the Lions are regressing, especially on defense. Luckily, they will have Amon-Ra St. Brown and DeAndre Swift back, which the O desperately needs. But I still see the speedy Tyreek Hill burning the Lions defense for a few scores. The nightmare continues for the Lions and their fans. Give me the Finns over the Lions 27-23. So I've got Ohio State over Penn State, Michigan over MSU, and the Dolphins over the Lions. And that's this week's edition of Pat's Perfect Pigskin Prognostications on WSGW.